light stuff that you might put in with your beans or greens or something?
Well, I'll tell you what they used to call it when I was a boy. When they'd have that side meat.
Yeah.
And they'd killed an old sow.
Yeah.
They called it sow belly.
Oh, is that what they called it? Sow belly.
That's what they used to call it when I was just a boy. I'd hear them say, is going to have some sow belly in the beans.
In beans, yeah. Well, now this side meat, that's just what they cure.
Well, they'd cure it out, sugar cure it. My daddy made his own sugar cure.
Oh, he did. Now, would they slice this up?
No, they'd take it and make up their sugar cure.
Uh-huh.
And they'd put it they'd make a little box.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 inches deep or something like that. And when they made that little box, they'd lay that meat in there and they'd put a layer of sugar cure and a layer of meat in between.
Mm-hmm.
Just stack it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd always have a little of that sugar cure that was left. They'd keep a little left over.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that cure went in, they'd put some more on there where it got off the spots of it.
The kind of bacon, like what would you call the crusty part on the edge of the bacon that people have to cut it off?
No, I never did hear them call that.
You never heard it called the rind or?
Oh, they cut the rind off.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
But that on the edge. Sometimes it'd mold maybe just a little bit on the edge,
see.
And they'd have to cut that off.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a person who sells meat, who cuts and sells meat for a living?
Well, I'd call him a butcher.
And if meat has been kept too long, starts smelling bad, you say the meat is
getting old.
And if it's already gotten old, if it's gone bad, you say that it's
spoiled.
And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Well, some of them calls it souse.
Uh-huh.
They call it souse and others calls it head cheese.
Oh, but those are the same.
It's the same thing, but souse is, I don't know why they call it souse.
Yeah.
I guess because it's so good that you souse it down your neck.
That's pretty good. Well, what do you know, do they make anything by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Sometimes they put it in the sausage.
Oh, they do. And did you ever know people make anything out of the hog blood?
Just
out of the blood, have you ever heard of it?
I never did.
Never heard of
that. I wouldn't want to eat it.
No,
some people, they claim some people make blood pies.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if people ever.
But I wouldn't eat it because the Bible said that you're not supposed to eat the blood out of anything.
Yeah.
And
did you ever know of people taking the juice from the souse and then stirring it up with cornmeal and stuff, and then they let it get cold and then slice it up and fry it? Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, we never did do it. It didn't last that long.
Oh, didn't
around
last
us.
That long. Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple or scramble or something like that that was made something like that?
No, I'll tell you what my mother done with lots of the stew.
Mm-hmm.
Out of it. It'd make a gel.
I see.
And we'd make that gel where she'd take it and put it on the stove and heat it up. And she'd get a bunch of flour.